The following is a King Fisher Media production.
Hey guys, you're listening to the In the Blood podcast. I am your host, AC Bergen Fisher. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen, whether you are new or returning listener. I'd like to invite you to consider what is being shared with an open mind and a receptive heart. Before we begin, though, the following disclaimer. I am a coach, not a therapist. Everything I share is opinion-based and from personal experience. If you require therapy, I'd be happy to help you explore your options. For those who would prefer coaching with me, that could be arranged via email at intheblood.pod@gmail.com. Finally, if you'd like to support this project for as little as $5, you can do so by visiting buymeacoffee.com/intheblood pod. Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody back to the In the Blood podcast. Each week we try to explore topics that have to do with how our relationship with self interacts with our relationship with the world around us, the relationship with others. Today, I wanted to focus a little bit more inwardly than I think we've been doing lately. And to help me do that, again, I welcome back to the show my partner in crime, Jason Moore. Jason, thank you for being here today.
Hey, thanks for having me, brother.
So one of the things that we've been kicking around lately is something that it seems to be a recurring theme for us, whether it's just a case of the two of us sitting around and like complaining about how stupid we are or how stupid other people have been at times. But, you know, hearing about how, well, I want such and such to be different. And then, you know, our first question is, well, do you really? You know, it's really easy to sit there and think, well, I want to be a millionaire. But what are you willing to sacrifice to get there? Like anything.
What have you done for it lately?
Yeah. Right? And it's not necessarily, obviously, like just these big ticket things like, do I want to be rich? Do I want to have like a longer ding dong? Do I want to have a prettier wife? Do I want to live in a bigger house? It could just be simple stuff like, do I really want to lose 15 pounds? You know, and without getting completely into it in the first 30 seconds, you know, maybe I should just do something I'm not comfortable with and shut up and maybe let you have a little stab at things here.
Well, it's something I ran into a lot, and unfortunately, it's something I procrastinate about all the time. Do I want to change this? Do I want this differently? Where's this going? Where's that going? Why isn't this like I wanted it to be? This wasn't where I expected to be 10 years ago. There's a huge dilemma, and I think it's a huge amount of always waiting for something to happen.
Like waiting for the universe to provide kind of thing?
Or... You know, yeah, okay, I'll do that when I, whatever.
Okay.
And then the when I never happens, and then we wonder, well, why didn't that happen? But in hindsight, it's because we never got off our ass and made it happen, whatever that happens to be.
You know, it's weird. When I was thinking about this conversation and like what it might look like, that was one point that had never even crossed my mind. Is like, is now that you say it out loud, I realize I do it too. It's almost like we set these procrastination milestones. Like, okay, I'm not procrastinating. I'm waiting for something to happen. I'm waiting for the time to be right. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for a sign.
Right. And you know, there are circumstances that do hold us back. Sometimes we want to be a little bit more physical and do something different, but because of our, well, in our case, our bodies, you know, it doesn't let us do it. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is actual procrastination. Why it isn't happening is because that one, in this sense, is a realistic goal. We just didn't get off our ass and do it.
Okay, so something for me personally, just because like I hate sitting there and like having anybody feel like I'm pointing a finger at them. I'll point the finger at myself. So like I don't know, maybe it's my insecurity talking, but I feel like I need to offer the disclaimer that I am by no means fat. not that it matters, right? But I'm not super comfortable with my weight. I would like to shed a few pounds, right? This is what I tell myself, you know, like, well, I'm not just a case of, oh, I need to lose 15 pounds. The case of, I really want to be in better shape. I want to be thinner. Mm-hmm. But that's not the only thing I want. I also want to eat chocolate bars. Mm-hmm. I want to sit and watch YouTube videos. I want to have a second supper every night. I want to talk about going for a walk, but not actually go for a walk, which kind of leads me full circle back to, like, when I say that I want to be in better shape, if I'm being honest, I kind of think maybe I don't.
Oh, I believe you do.
But just not as much as I want to do all of the things that keep me from achieving that goal.
Correct.
Sorry, right. Like, I can't be wet and dry at the same time. I got to choose one. And I think without really saying it out loud until now, I have made my clear choice. My clear choice is to be a lazy glutton. My choice has not been to be buff, tone, and super thin. But again, if I'm going to keep on being honest, the chances are I'm probably going to keep talking about it as though I actually do want to be in better shape. And I'm just wondering, like, how many of us actually are in that trap? Like, do you have any firsthand experience with things like this?
Yeah, up until we got our pup, walking was my big thing. I want to walk, but, you know, well, I don't have the energy to do it today, or I can't do it today because it's raining. And the reality is, I don't mind walking in the freaking rain. There's nothing wrong with it. I actually enjoy it. But my procrastination button says, not today, you don't. Not today, you don't. Now, I do walk a lot now. I walk 40 minutes three times a day minimum. Mm-hmm. And that's just with the pup. That's not including, like, when we go downtown and get stuff and grocery shopping and all that kind of stuff. And I'm in the very same boat you are. I want to lose 30 pounds. I thought, well, now that I'm walking all the time, that's going to happen. And it doesn't happen. But am I willing to do something more to make that weight come off? In my head, I say, yeah, you know, I would really like to work out a bit more, change my diet. When practicality kicks me in the butt, the reality is I still sit down with my cheese strings and, and I'm enjoying YouTube. You know what I mean?
This is kind of like a funny conversation in a sense, because, like, I know, like, if I had a client come to me and they were to say, look, I want to achieve a thing, my first question would be, like, what are you willing to do to get there? What are you willing to sacrifice to make it happen? You know, like, mm-hmm. You're probably in the same boat. I mean, as coaches, I mean, we have these conversations fairly frequently. And now I guess everybody's getting a chance to see behind the curtain. Like, you know, we struggle with these things too.
Mm-hmm. You know, there are things that I have done. You know, it's okay, so I don't go the extra mile to lose the weight, but I do go the extra mile to make my financial situation better. I will get off my butt and do more, work extra hours, or do some extra buying and selling, or place a couple extra affiliate labels out there. So I guess it really depends on what the it is.
I'm actually glad that you brought that up. And the reason is because, I mean, again, this is something that I've heard come up with, like, a couple of clients over the last however long I've been doing this, is that people tend to start, like, they want to beat on themselves. They feel like, you know what, like, I suck, like, all across the board, because this one thing that has captured my attention today, I'm not actually doing the work to succeed. I can't do it. There's obstacles. It's not happening. And basically, F my life is like the emotional state they come to me in. And I try to broaden the scope and say, well, you know, what else you got going on? And, like, with you, you're saying, okay, like, I'm struggling to dig deep enough to lose the weight, but you at the same time are celebrating the fact that, you know what, like, with the financial stuff, I'm going the extra steps there. You know, maybe, like, something you haven't mentioned today, but I know is going on, you're taking the extra steps to improve your relationship with your partner. You know, you branch out, you try new things, you explore new relationships. There's, like, so many wins in your life, right? So many successes that, you know, I think a lot of people, they struggle to even, like, make that focus and say, look, like, if I can just do the same things I already know how to do in all these other areas of life, this one thing that's bothering me today could be just as much of a success. Just, I don't know, for whatever reason, I just can't get there right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think having this conversation also makes me realize that I think what we prioritize or what we see as a priority in the reality isn't. We're deceiving ourselves.
Oh, good call.
You know, like I'm in my head, because I hurt when I sleep because I'm 30 pounds overweight. So my thighs rub, that hurts. Getting up, the extra weight adds onto my knees and my hips. And I know some people say, well, it's only 30 pounds, 40 pounds, whatever. But the reality is, over a period of time, carrying that 40-pound satchel on your back is going to add strain to your knees and your hips. And you have to realize, so, you know, okay, yeah, I really want to lose 30 pounds. And I'm kidding myself because I'm telling myself in my head it's a priority. But the practicality of it isn't. So I think something we should also start doing is realizing what we do in our lives. And we have to be honest with ourselves about what takes priority, because I don't think we are.
I think that's actually a really good food for thought, because I mean, like, that is another component that I can't say I've never thought about, but it's not one that naturally comes up, is like recognizing that these things that I claim are my priorities actually aren't. Because I mean, if they were my priorities, then I think my life would be shaping up in very different ways sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, it's easy to say, oh, I want to get up early. It's like, okay, well, you know, if I want to get up early, I got to go to bed at a reasonable hour. If I don't do that, well, obviously, like, waking up fresh in the morning isn't exactly what I'm looking for. What I'm looking for is extra hours at night.
Mm-hmm. Or waking up like stale bread.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I think maybe what we should more focus on is being honest with ourselves, you know? That inward thought that you're talking about now should be, okay, what's really my priority? What am I doing? Like, stop thinking, what do I want to do? And start thinking, what am I doing? Because once you start realizing what you are doing, then you might start looking at, well, how can I fit the other in? How do I make the other a priority like what this is now? That makes sense?
Well, it makes perfect sense. I just, like, part of what I'm thinking about too is, like, and I don't think that you and I are terribly unique in this sense. I mean, maybe we're a little bit more vocal than some people, but I think the underlying feelings are much the same. You know, like, recognizing now what we're talking about, where our priorities that we claim aren't the priorities that we practice, how, like, we're not necessarily willing to work to solve the problems that we say are problems. But when we see other people around us doing these same things, and I'm not talking about you and me with our coaching clients, I'm talking about, like, if we're dealing with our partners, our friends, even with each other, right? The first question that, like, you would ask me if I was to come to you and say, well, you know, such and such is bothering me, I need to change it. And, like, you just say, well, what are you actually doing to change it?
Well, we have had conversations like that before.
You know, and, like, you might be patient with me expressing myself once or twice, and it will get to the point, and it has gotten to the point where he's, you know what, you can't keep dumping this crap in my lap if you're not willing to do anything to fix it. Mm-hmm. And, like, I know, like, you're a lot more gracious than I am with communicating these sorts of things. I tend to be a little bit more of a jerk, at least as far as dealing with you, because I feel like I've got the freedom to be a jerk, right? Because I just figure, well, you understand, which probably isn't fair.
Well, life isn't fair.
But I'll do it anyways, right? It'd be like, look, like, stop complaining. If you don't want to solve the problem, then shut up about it. I don't care. You're causing me stress with this thing. And I realize there's a certain degree of, like, unfairness and dishonesty in that. It's like, I want the luxury to come to you and say, hey, basically, in so many words, I'm procrastinating about this thing that I say I want that I probably don't really want. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to give you the freedom to come back to me in kind with the same sorts of things, which, you know, having mm-hmm. that understanding about ourselves now, I'm just wondering if maybe that makes it a little bit easier moving forward. I mean, not just for you and me, but for whoever else is listening, to realize, like, look, I do this thing too. Maybe I got to let my, you know, whoever it is, brother, friend, wife, husband, have the freedom to be just as nuts, just as much of a procrastinator as I am. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all people that are struggling to be functional, right?
Right. There's finally some wisdom in that.
Well, it happens once in a great while accidentally, you know?
Well, with that being said, there's also the liability of self. Like we always say, you know, how you choose to feel is up to you. And, you know, you feel like a bit of a jerk because of how you act, but that's, you know, like we always say, that's on you. You're choosing to react that way. And in itself is a self-proclamation of wanting to put something else off. You know, well, you can do it, but I don't want to. And in my opinion, in a relationship, sometimes that happens because there's going to be seasons where I'm in a position, I'm doing something similar to that to you. You know, it comes in seasons, I think, because there are seasons when I've had major problems and you've been really patient with me too. We just have to round ourselves off and make it a bit more even, I guess. In any relationship, not just you and I, just in general.
Yeah, I guess that's one of the things too. I mean, it's easy to put on paper, but it's not always easy to put on practice that when you're dealing with a relationship, I mean, yeah, you're going to have this 50-50 thing going on, but I think a lot of us, we sort of misinterpret that to mean that 100% of the time we're going to be sharing 100% of the stuff equally. Mm-hmm. And I like the way you put it, where you're sort of navigating these seasons. Right now might be my season to be a jerk and yours to be patient, but next season it may be different.
Mm-hmm. I live on a 30-70 rule. One person is always doing 70% of the work, the other person is always doing 30. But those, sometimes it's me doing 70%, sometimes it's you doing 70%. But that's what equals life out in general. Because in the end, you know, there are things that you tolerate from me that I don't tolerate from you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the 70-30 split. And in the end, at the end of the day, it ends up pretty equal. If you look at everything as a whole, right down the line, as long as you're willing to examine yourself, it's pretty easy to make it equal. You just got to be honest with self and atone for, this is where I am, and allow your opposite, whoever it is you're dealing with, the same advantages.
I can actually see if you get in the habit of that, how that would just take a lot of the pressure off of everything all of the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you once mentioned to me how come you never overly stress out about this or never, and I'm always stressing out about that. It's just a matter of letting go. It's a matter of not really giving a shit who's in the right, who's in the wrong, or who's getting the 70% this time and 30%.
Kind of interesting, because we're kind of we started off on one topic, but I think this is quickly morphing into more about priorities in general, right?
Well, it ties all in together, because everything is the priority, and what is the priority in the moment?
Yeah, I guess we just got to be straight with ourselves and each other as far as what that priority is. Is if I'm understanding you correctly.
Yeah, absolutely. But give a lot of people a lot of time to think, well, you know what? It seems like I'm doing all the work. Well, because you're focused on that area makes it seem like you're doing all the work.
Well, and yeah, you are in that one area, but that's right. Not the only area.
Correct. You know, yeah. Look at the other areas and look at the person you're dealing with and see what they're doing. What are they absorbing? You know, I, for a long time, was in the, well, I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and my partner's not doing this and my partner's not doing that. And this is before we came to the tranquil point that we've been now for a couple of years. Once I let go of that and I took off the shackles of, look at me, I'm superior bull. And I started realizing, well, when I come home from work, she listens. When I'm feeling stressed, she gives me a massage. No, I don't ask 90% of the time. She does. But I was taking into account that, well, you know, when I get home now, I got to do the freaking dishes or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But what was she doing when you weren't there? And I really had to take myself aside and say, okay, what is she doing? I had to own my impracticality in realizing what she was doing. And I think we have to do that with every relationship right across the board.
Okay. So in closing, if you were going to take kind of everything that we touched on today, mm-hmm. and tie it all together in a few sentences, just to make it easy for people to digest walking away, how would you put that together?
Take the time to prioritize what is really happening against what you want to happen.
I guess that's actually a really short and sweet way to put it, because I mean that does tie into like our inward expectations, our outward expectations. Just figure out what we want.
Well, Paul McCartney said it best: live and let live.
Well, I'm not going to argue with Paul, and I think that's a perfect place to leave it.
Absolutely.
As always, it's been an absolute pleasure kind of like kicking ideas around. And for anybody who's listening, I mean, like your feedback so far on the last conversation where Jay came back and sort of shared his sometimes different take on things, it's been overwhelmingly positive. If you want to hear more of these conversations, I like let one or both of us know. Let's get his ego swollen up if it needs to be swollen up. And if you want to hear more of these conversations, we can certainly accommodate.
I would like to say one more thing, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say something out to the people out there. Thank you very much for giving us the audience to do this kind of thing. Thank you very much for having the patience with us and the openness to hear what we're saying and absorb what you need and throw away what you don't. We don't hold it personally. Just enjoy what you can, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. And as always, until next week, my friends, much love.